the group tried to get down some rations before trying to go to sleep. "What is the name of your half-breed?" I asked Deirdre, who smiled at me as she ate. "Ask me yourself." I looked at him.
"Kendrick," he replied.
Didn't realize he spoke common. Deirdre laughed to herself.
"All right, then,"
the gnome Ballwise spoke as he rose from the campfire, his small gnome frame trembling.
"I'm going to try and get some rest."
And with this he buried himself under his blankets.
"I told him to get some winter boots,"
spoke the monk Sim as he smacked the side of his boot. I was perplexed why winter boots would make all that much difference in this devastating cold. Deirdre pulled her cloak aside, revealing her winter boots as well.
"Boots of Winterlands, made with a hint of magic.
They control the body temperature." I nodded. "I see." With this, I pulled my thick black cloak around me. "I'm going to get some rest as well."
"If all of our sides was, I'd have some,"
she spoke in the Charcanum language, telling him to wake her for the second watch. Sim soon went to sleep without speaking a word. It was just Kendrick and I now, sitting at the fire in our hole beneath the ice.
"What round your neck?"
He spoke of the silver fang I wore on my chain around my neck. I took it into my hand. "Wolf," I spoke.
"You totem warrior?"
I nodded, yes, in reply.
Good tracker. I go watch."
With this he rose, grabbed his sword and axe, and headed out into the freezing winds and ice of the Squire.